Hey, everybody, welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. This is the podcast where we stay laser focused on rental properties for buy and hold real estate in order to create cash flow. We're talking passive income every month, cash coming in from your tenants in order for you to create legacy wealth for you and your family. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the host of the show. I also have rehabbed hundreds of homes, and I own many, many dozens of rental properties across the country. And today I want to talk about the three biggest mistakes that investors make when they are upgrading or during a rehab process on a rental property. You know, here's how dumb I was, okay, back when I first started in this game. You know, we all have I'm a tech guy, right? I like technology. I like fun gadgets. I like the latest bells and whistles, the latest iPad, the latest Nest learning thermostat. I like the latest Ring doorbell and all those sorts of things, right? And so I like that kind of stuff. And we have a tendency, I think, as new investors, I spoke to an investor recently who lives in San Francisco, and he wanted to spend all this additional money on the rehab of his property. It's because you're surrounded by nice things. You're in San Francisco. You're on the East Coast. You probably have a 3,000 square foot home that you live in with your wife and your kids and a picket fence. And so we have these perceptions, and I don't want to say it's an elitist perception, but in some ways it is. It's kind of a skewed view of the world as to what needs to go into a rehab of a rental property in a C-class neighborhood in the Midwest, which is the types of properties that I buy. We're talking homes in the $50,000 range. And those are the types of properties that make up the bulk of my portfolio. Those are what I buy. Those are what I love. Those are what I rent. And those are what are producing the highest return on investment for me. So why would I cut into that return on investment by spending too much on a rehab? Now, I circle back to my tech guy comment a minute ago. And when I first started, here's how dumb I was. The team that I was working with in Michigan, my team, kind of we would laugh about it now, but back then, this was like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. I said, okay, well, what in this property, hey guys, should I put in, like a Nest learning thermostat or one of those like newfangled thermostats? And should I put in this? And should I put in that? And they all just kind of looked at me cross-eyed, like not, and they looked at me and they said it nicely. They're like, but Clayton, not in this neighborhood. Why would you do that? A tenant is going to be perfectly thrilled with a nice $20 Honeywell thermostat on the wall that they can control up or down, right? Or a knob on a baseboard heating unit that they can turn on or off. You don't need to have an app-powered, thermostat that sends notifications to your phone. This is not that type of property. And so I had to rethink my approach, and I listened, and I was smart. I'm glad that I did listen. In fact, I even did some upgrades in that house that I did that I shouldn't have. I spent too much money on my renovation, and I shouldn't have. You know, now I make sure that on our renovations, we're doing a great job, but it's going to be perfect for that neighborhood, and we're not over upgrading for the tenant and for the neighborhood. So we're going to take care of the main systems of the house, right? Because those are the ones that are the costliest ones, and you know you're going to want to. So we'll put in a new furnace if it needs it, a new water heater if it needs it, a new roof if it needs it, new windows if it needs it, new electric if it needs it, and new plumbing if it needs it. And then once you have those main systems in place, then you know you don't have to worry about any major repairs. Now the other stuff, like the cosmetic looking stuff, the countertops and that other stuff, that's where people tend to waste a lot of money. So I want to go into the three areas where these are the biggest mistakes that investors make when rehabbing their properties. Number one is the kitchen and the kitchen countertops specifically, and the cabinets. You know, we again have this perception about really nice cabinets. Maybe in your home you have some custom cabinets that you had designed and made, or maybe you got the highest end solid wood cabinets from Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that. And so you're used to those types of cabinets in your properties. Well, very often the types of cabinets that we put in a rental property are going to be, you know, the base grade cabinets. They're going to be white or cherry and they're going to look great. Are they going to last for 40 years? No, but they're very inexpensive. They're going to do the job. They look great, and they're going to get beat up over the years. And you know what? For a few $100s, we will replace them many years down the line. But there's no way that I'm spending four times as much on solid wood cherry cabinets that are going to serve the same utility as the nice looking cherry compressed wood that you could get from a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a factory warehouse, depending on where your contractor, you know, gets their materials. So obviously they probably typically have good relationships with local vendors that they're able to get, especially if you do a lot of properties, you're going to be able to get great deals on those types of things. So our cabinets look great. I mean, when you walk up to them, you can't tell the difference, right? It's almost like if you went to one of those extended stay hotels, that's what it's going to look like. It looks great. And it's not going to win any design awards, but you know what? A tenant's going to love it. And they're going to live there for years, and they're going to be totally happy. So why would you spend four times as much just to make yourself feel happy? It makes no sense. This is not a luxury apartment building, right? The other thing that people waste money on is countertops. I've seen this before, and I had this tendency, and I even asked my crew when I was first starting, should I put granite countertops in, you know, because they're durable. And again, they just laughed at me. Not in this neighborhood. You're not going to find one house in this neighborhood that's going to have granite countertops. So don't over upgrade for the neighborhood. And quite honestly, Formica countertops look just as good, or well, I wouldn't say just as good, but there's some good Formica countertops, which is what we put in our properties, which are durable. They're going to last for many years. And they often look like granite. You can get ones that look like a Corian or a granite countertop, and you don't need to spend a ridiculous amount of money to put in granite when you can spend a fraction on a Formica countertop. So again, if you had a bad tenant in the property and 5 years from now you need to just upgrade your cabinets and get new countertops in there, it's a few $100s. It's not going to break your bank. But putting in granite countertops for a few thousands of dollars, why would you do that? And then what happens if the granite gets stained somehow or it gets chipped? It's a much bigger expense to fix that than it is to get a new Formica countertop. So I would not overspend on countertops. That's one of the number one areas where people think that they need to, you know, and oftentimes we'll even acquire a property and the countertops are a few years old. They don't look like they're like on a showroom floor, but a tenant is going to live in there and love it. They're not going to care. So a tenant's going to love it. There's new cabinets in there. Maybe the countertops are a few years old, but you've got new paint, new carpet. You've put in new mechanicals. They've got great hot water. They've got a furnace. They've got new windows. But the countertops are 5 years old or 7 years old, and they're in great shape. You can't even tell the difference. Don't replace them. Don't waste your money on things like that. Be smart. Make sure that you're future-proofing your house, but you're doing it in the right ways. All right, number two is bedrooms. I've seen people make this mistake, and I don't understand why they do it. I think because they're thinking as if they're going to live in the house, like the owner of the house is going to live there, and they're forgetting that they are a landlord. So sometimes I'll find people that have a three-bedroom house or a four-bedroom house. They'll want to knock out a wall between bedrooms to create a large master suite. And I don't understand that. In fact, I bought a house recently. It was a three bedroom, but they had converted it to a two bedroom. And that's fine. I actually own a lot of two bedroom houses, and they perform great for me. I love two bedroom houses. But, you know, I had a three bedroom house that I was buying, but they had removed a wall to make it a two bedroom. That's a huge mistake. You're missing out on additional rent when you do something like that. So what did I do? I put in that wall again. I put it back in there. Yes, the bedrooms were smaller. So overall, but what if that, you know, single mom has two children and she wants two bedrooms? One of the family members wants to use one of the rooms as an office. By cutting down and trying to create a master suite, you're thinking as if you're going to live in the property, and that's the wrong way to approach rental property. You want to think as if how a landlord would think. So again, don't reduce your bedroom count if you don't have to. Number three, the bathrooms. This is another key area where people waste a lot of money in a rehab for a rental property in a C-class neighborhood. I mean, they do it in an A-class neighborhood. I don't know why they do it. Overspending on a bathroom. putting in huge tubs with jets or walk-in showers with a bench who knows what else. They're putting in granite countertops in the bathroom. I've seen people trying to do that. They put in a granite countertop with a vanity. That's ridiculous. Just stick to the basics, okay? In my rental properties, if there's a tub in there that needs some work, we'll reglaze the tub, which is common practice, even among the flippers that I work with who are flipping 80,000 or buying houses for 80,000 and flipping them for 120. They'll reglaze the tub. You don't want to waste money on having to put a whole new tub in there. And that's what I did on a property of mine in Michigan. It was a pretty beat up tub, and reglazing the tub can make it look brand new. So it's way cheaper, way, 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 way cheaper than putting in a whole new tub. And no one's going to know the difference. And it's going to work and serve the same functionality as as putting in a new tub. What about a shower surround? So maybe there's not a tub in your property and there's just a shower. Well, it's very easy to do a shower surround surrounding the wall in there. So maybe there's a section that got some water damage or something like that. Pulling that out and putting in some of that drywall that's weather protected or water protected, and then putting that surround in there is way cheaper, and it's going to look great. It's going to have a nice uniform look to it, nice clean shower with a new shower head for $20, and there you go. You do not need to put in tile. You don't need to rip all that off the wall and put tile all over the wall and spend three times as much for tile. You don't need to put in granite countertops in the bathroom. A simple vanity with a sink and, that has a cabinet underneath it, you can pick it up at Lowe's for a very inexpensive amount of money. And putting up a nice mirror or a medicine mirror, that opens up where you can put medicine and things like that and hair products and things behind that. And a nice toilet. All of that, highly inexpensive. You could put down linoleum on the floor or tile on the floor and you're done. Call it a day. Nice neutral colored paint on the wall, and that's it. That's all you need to do in a bathroom. People are in the bathroom for a short amount of time and they're out of there. People waste too much money on bathrooms. Again, focus on the things that matter, right? Each of the main mechanicals typically has a 10-year manufacturer's warranty on it. So if you got a furnace or a water heater, we're going to replace those. If there's only, 7-6 years of life left on them, then typically, you're going to want to probably put in a new one. Or you could wait, wait a few years. But again, those are not even that expensive. Water heaters, $400. You're not going to Sears and spending and buying one for three times as much. Go to the local, the local wholesaler, find a local contractor that you can work with that gets great deals on those types of things. And a furnace as well. No reason to get the Sears special and spend four times as much as you would need to on a furnace. So do not over upgrade. Make sure you've got a rock solid rental property for years to come, but do not split hairs. Don't try to do what I did, which is try to put in granite countertops and try to put in Nest Learning thermostats on my walls. And God knows what else. I think I wanted to do a bunch of other things as well. I wanted to, where there was a room that had carpeting, which by the way, tenants love carpeting because often in the Midwest, it gets cold and they actually like warm feelings in the room. So I wanted to replace carpeting upstairs in one of my properties and put in hardwood floors. And there was hardwood floors downstairs that I had refinished. And my contractor looked at me and said, "Why would you do that? This is a loft. They don't need hardwood floors up here. They're going to love this room. It's going to be warm, inviting. Don't spend money you don't need to spend." Exactly the point. And that house has been rented ever since. And I have incredibly happy tenants in that property. And they've never once said to me, "This house would be so much better if I had a Nest Learning thermostat and granite countertops and hardwood floors up in the loft." So don't waste your money, folks. That's my little lesson for today. You can learn from my mistakes in this business. That's what this is all about. Have a good one.